Let us again start Simin Shin Chav. Zaysim Vahanovim, olives and grapes, also Vesachtam. For the Zanisa, the Eraisa, to be Seichet, to squeeze out oil from olives and wine, or grape juice from grapes. Vahayin Lael's Simulation Basi Fei, we'll see exactly what this means. Vim Yotsu Me'atzmon Asurim. Now, so there's a Gzeiras Chazal that if the juice of Zeisim and Anovim came out by themselves, so Chazal asked to drink them. Afilu lehoyo imdim elo lachilet. Afilu, this person had taken these anovim, he wanted to eat grapes, he had no intent of drinking grape juice. Aval pikein, Chazal asked to drink the mashke ayotze mehem. That means if he'll drink this mashke, maybe he might decide, oh, it's not good, this mashke, and he'll decide to squeeze it. So that's why Chazal asked the mashke shezavu mizeisim vanovim. Now let us see the Balde Mishnah Berura, also the sochtom vaseichtom chayiv mishum mefarik. This is a tilde of dosh, just like the zechiyah of disha, when one takes out a kernel from the husks. So if one takes out a mashke from an eichel, that's also a tilde of dosh. Va'ayin la'el simen reishin un beis. Rishamnis bayer le'inyan tinas ha'koyre miboigyoim al-zeisim v'anovim. There's brought down the din, if a person puts on a heavy board on zeisim v'anovim, and the heavy board accomplishes that the zeisim and anovim become nisrasik, they become mushed already. So then, the halacha is that the mashkin shezavu mehem is mutter. And the Mishnah Berurah explained, v'ayin shema shekasav the Mishnah Berurah simkotin membeis, that zeisim v'anovim shem nisrasku, so even though one is not permitted to squeeze them out, even though the nisrasku is already, but that is only an Isser Derabonim. After Rishuk, there's an Isser Derabonim. So therefore, if a person put Mustoyin Koyres mi Boyim on the Zeisim Banovim, they were Nisrasik already. So even if he would squeeze them now out, it's only an Isser Derabonim. So Chazal did not Asa the mashkin shezavu, because it's a gzeira l'gzeira. He's not allowed to have the mashkin, because he might be soichet, and if it'll be soichet, it's also nisa the rabbonim. So therefore, that's what it says over there, that if it was nischasko, then there's no isa of a mashkin shezavu. But like this, v'im yetzu mi'atzmon asurim, Gzeira Shema Yavoi L'Sochtoi L'Chadchila. He might come and be Seichet L'Chadchila. So that's why they asked the Mashkin Shezavu. Afilu Lehoyo Oimdim Elo L'Chila. That means the Hainu Shekibtsam L'Chila. He Lamaisa purchased these grapes. He wanted to eat grapes. Vahatam. The kivin the rubon leschita kaima. Most of the grapes are oimed leschita. Nechelei ba mashke shezobu. So therefore, most people purchase grapes to make grape juice out of it or wine out of it. So I can assume that he is happy if he will drink now the mashkin shezovu mehem, will enjoy it. And v'shemo yimolech aleim l'schida, maybe he'll change his mind, huh? That tastes so good. So he'll decide to squeeze out the rest of the grapes. So that is why Chazal asked this. That is by Zeisim Vanovim. V'tusim v'rimoinim, these are tusim are types of berries and rimoinim and pomegranates, is also l'sochtom. Here, midarabonon, one is not permitted to squeeze out the juice. But over here, v'imyotsu me'atzlon, if the juice came out by itself, im oimdim l'achile mutar, if he took it to eat, so then it's mutar, im oimdim l'mashkin also. So let us see the Mishnah Berurim. Also l'sochtom, af shestomayu oimdim la'achile. And we will see, since it's oimed la'achile, so the mashke hayotze mehem doesn't have a cheshivis of mashke, min ha'toyrev, and it is considered like an oichel. It has, it's equivalent to an oichel, since most people do not squeeze out the juice from tusim rimonim. So the juice of tusim of rimonim, min ha'toyrev, does not have a cheshivis of a mashke. So, min ha'toyre, if he squeezes it out, it's ki'ilo hifrid oichel mei oichel. Doesn't have a cheshivis of a mashke. But the Rabbonon answered it. Hoyel u'miktas b'nei odom seichtem oisom kizeisim v'anovim. There are some people who enjoy their juice, berry juice and pomegranate juice. Is kizeisim v'anovim, by them, the juice, the maske that comes out, has a cheshivis by some people. Asaru rabbonon oto zeisim v'anovim. So memela, since there are a segment of people who enjoy the juice of tusim v'ramoinim, so they asked it oto zeisim v'anovim. But what is if he had purchased it la'achile? The loinechele b'meshezovu, that means he's not interested in pomegranate juice. V'leka l'migzor shemo yischoit, even loineskaven beis kibbutz, yeah, shemo yischoit, because there are certain people who like the juice. He didn't buy it for the juice. He purchased it, he acquired it for the berry and the pomegranate. So maybe there's no zera that if he'll take the juice, he might all of a sudden get overwhelmed by the juice and he'll squeeze out the rest of the tusim and rimonim. Then I don't have to be chayish for such a thing. V'im loy niskaven ba'eis kibbutzoi loy la'achila v'loy la'mashke, rak tome. That means when he acquired these tusim b'ramayim, you'll ask him, you acquired it, what do you intend to do with this? Do you intend to eat it? Do you intend to make juice? So he says, I don't know. Now this, I didn't think about it yet. So from his answer, we see that by him, there's two possibilities. That means if he has no interest whatsoever in the juice of tusim v'rimoinim, he says, what are you going to do with it? What's the shot? What should I do with it? I'm going to eat it. it's saying, I don't know what, I didn't decide yet what I'm going to do with it. So we see by this person, there is a possibility I might make use out of it. So if he's such a person also, the Choyim Dim Lemashke Domi Kozman Shalei Kipsa Lachila. So Memele, this is equivalent to something which is Oymid Lamaskin, because we see from his answer that there is a possibility that he might be interested in making juice out of it. So Mameu, then the Maskin Shazovo will be Yosa. We should, now let's end the Loshem the Mahaba. We shall call our Peres Muta Lesochtam. But we have, so the way we spoke about Zeisim Ba'anovim, which are also Minatoyril, Etusim V'Remoinim, since there are other segments of people who derive, enjoy the juice, so it's also Minatoyril. But Shor Kolapeir is something that is not in any of these two categories. Muta Lesochtov. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Mishum da oimdim lachile, these other peres are oimed lachile, veleke de boy lehu lamashka. We don't have anyone who is interested in making mashka out of them. Ein shame mashka al hayyitze, man. So since there are no segments of people who are mashiv the mashkev, so this mashkev does not have a cheshimis of mashkev. Vavi kemafrid oichu miyoichu. So then it is considered a chelik of the oichu. So oichu miyoichu, there's no comparison or similarity to the mefarik in dosh. But he squeezed it out. He wants to drink the juice. B'schitosoy l'mashke is botladayte eitzel kolodom. So if he is the only one who's interested in the juice of this peri, which no one normally is interested in the juice, so memele, safilo, it's muta l'sochtan, he's allowed to squeeze it out to drink the juice. Now, before we go further, and this should we bring down a very interesting machloikis between Rabbi Eliashiv and Rabbi Shlomo Zalman about orange juice and grapefruit juice. Rabbi Eliashiv held that since Bismaneinu, this is very popular, and there are whole orchards that the peri is planted only for juice oranges. So Rabbi Yashiv holds that if a person squeezes out an orange in Shabbos, it's like Zeisim Banovim. It's equivalent to Zeisim. This is Oymid Lamashke Mayroi B'nei Odom. So Memele, that is the din of Zeisim Banovim. So Memele, we have the din Vim Yotsu Me'atzma Nasu Me'em Din Zeire, because this is Mamish like Zeisim Banovim. And Rav Shlomo Zalman holds, no, it's like Tusim V'Remoinim. It doesn't have a din of Zeisim Banovim, is a din of Tusim V'Remoinim. So the Nafkamina will be a very interesting Nafkamina. Amirdika Chumra from Rabbi Eliashiv. Let's say a person is cutting up an orange, and in the plate there's some juice there, and he likes the juice also. So now, according to Rabbi Yashiv, L'chayre is a din of mashkin shesovo. He bought this orange to eat the orange. That is interested in making the orange just now. But al kaponim, Chazal as something that's oymed l'mashke, Chazal as a mashkin shesovo. So Rabbi Yashiv makes a very interesting pshore. He says, if he's in the middle of eating the orange, He didn't finish eating the orange, this piece of orange there, and he sees some of the juice in the plate. He wants to drink the juice. He's allowed to drink the juice. Because it doesn't even do that. Mashkin Shazobo, it becomes nitval to the peli. That means that in the dish, there's oranges that are being eaten. So the juice that comes out is nitval to the peli. And the mewa, there's no din of mashkin shazobo. But what if he finished eating the orange? He's finished eating now, and now he has a nice pool of orange juice in his dish. So it's also bishtia, according to Rabbi Yasha, because now we have the gzeira of mashkin shazobo.
What's the mistake on?
He can make a shackle. This is irrelevant.
It's not totally
in this. It's not totally. What bracha do you make? Okay. And shemen. Shemen also you make only if you put it in a nigrin, you make a boire priyetz. It's not kosher. But al koponim, it could be, it does, it's not totally in the gedorim. Could be it's not totally in the gedorim of brochim. It's totally, there's different gedorim. And I have to look up if he maybe he holds differently. I don't know. But Nilchus Broch is how he baskins. But you make it well. Yeah, I understand. I don't know. But I'll compone him here. Here, Al Kaponim, we have this machlokes legabi the iser schite, if it's a deraisa or the rabbonon, and if there's a gzeire of mashkin shezovu.
Coconut?
So, what are you talking about? We're talking about Hilchus Shabbos.
What's
the shaila? I don't think there's any shayla whatsoever, because there's no schita. The milk of the coconut spills out by itself. There's milk and there's meat. So that shouldn't be any shayla whatsoever. The whole shayla is only speaking about a liquid that comes out through squeezing out of the yes. And then we have a shabbat. This is a coconut lecher. There's no shayla. Now let's go further. So Naval the Machaber said three halachas. Jason Van Novim is Chayiv. There's a Gzeir of Mashkin Shezovu. Tusim Ramoinim is also Midarabonon. And if he purchased it for to eat, there's no Gzeir of Mashkin Shezovu. And Shah Kolaperis Mutal Sachta. Hago. Now the Gemara starts speaking about different peiris. Ubimokim shenogu lischoit eize peiris lishtais meimov. If there is a place, that in this place, the seichit of the peiris lishtais meimov, machmasome, that means if they're thirsty, oitainig, or some of it is a good taste, Dinoi ketusim v'remainim. So, in this place that they squeezed out other peiris, so in this place there's a din of tusim v'remainim. So now let us see the Mishnah Berure. Uvemokim shenohagu mashma. So now the Mishnah Berurah says, now let's learn Elech, the Lashon of Dremor. The Ba'oisai Mokin also. In that Mokin, that the Minig, in this Mokin is, they squeeze out a different type of fairy. In that Mokin, it's also Ubishar Mekoimais. Surely, because that's what he says. So, b'mokim shenogu lishchoit, b'nei kintus, in that mokim. Number one. Number two, he says, but that we say that it's only also in that mokim is that stafke if it is only drunken that mock him. Ah, in derech lahoylich a masket shall aperis me mock him le mock him. But if there's a count in this mock him, there's a multitude of these type of peiris, and they make a lot of juice, and they export it, and they transport it. Also, b'chol ha'olam. So then, if the etzem in the world was mekabel, this mashke, it's a popular mashke all over. It could be there's no, you can't make this juice all over because these peiris, I don't have a multitude of these peiris all over, but this mashke was accepted by the world as a mashke l'shem tainik, so then it's also b'chol oilam. V'chol zehu l'das orimo. This is the shitas orimo. This is the shitas of the mock. That's totally in the mocking. Now, Agavuche, the Primogodim, asks Akasha on this remark. The Gemara says, Tusim Remoinim, there was a certain place that they used to drink Tusim Remoinim. It was a certain place. So the Primogodim says, so it should come out that Tusim and Remoinim are only also in a certain place. That's the Primogodim's kasha. If it depends on the Mekaymais, it's irrelevant. But if and only in this Mokim it is drunk, because they have a lot of Tusim and Remoinim, but if it's only drunk in this Mokim, so Tusim and Remoinim should only also be also only in certain Mekaymais. This is the Primogodim's kasha. And I saw in the Rabbi Shulchan, he brings the Machzor HaShekel, and they're going to say Nechanami. That what Tusim Remoinim was also only in this, it was a certain mokim, there was an abundance of Tusim Remoinim, was not only also in that mokim. Al Kaponim, this is the Shitas Arimor. Avol Hamogin Avrom Herich Binyinte, the Mogin Avrom is Marich in this, and he's Chaylik under Amor. Umasko Nosai, and he says, different guidelines. The im noidalono shebeize mokin nogu lesochtoi lemashke. If we know there's a certain place, there's a certain area that this peri, they squeeze it out for mashke. Mafilu hanoigim bozeh hu rak miktas b'nei odom. In that we have a certain area, people squeeze out this mashke. Machmas sheyesh lehem peiris harbe, v'loy ir shleim. You don't need a complete city. You don't need a cheshivas of a city. There's an area. There's a shchune that they squeeze out the juice from a certain peri. Also, machmasa lischoit b'chol mokin, chen kosvu kama achoinim. So that means, but let us understand, there's a cheshbon over here. That means there are, before we had learned that we had three dargis, Zeisim Benomim, Tusim Benomim, Vishar Kopeus, Mutter Lesochtam. So that means there's a person, let us say for practical purposes, no one squeezes out watermelon juice. Let us say it's not. So that's Shar Kopeus, and no one does it. Now there's one person that wants to, he loves watermelon juice, and he's going to squeeze out in Shabbos a glass of watermelon juice. So ask the Mishnah Berurah, am I allowed to? No shaila about it. You're allowed to. I want to use some not with Rachel columns. Since you are unique, that means no one does it. You do it. So your das, your interest in watermelon juice does not give it a shivus of a mask. No one does it, so it doesn't have a shivus of a mask. That is if no one does it. But let's go back now to this Magen Avraham. In this Magen Avraham, let's say we have a place that there's a neighborhood, that there's a multitude of watermelons that grow there, and the people over there, by them, there's an Indian watermelon juice. Right? And I'm going to go, I don't live there, and I'm interested in making watermelon juice. So the concept of bottle of daitoi, if there is already a mocking that people do it, even though I live in a different mocking, but the concept of bottle of daitoi kolodom does not apply, and by me it'll be like two semeromaini. That's what the Magen Avraham says. Also, machmer sel lischeit b'chol mocking, v'chein kosvu kam achoinet. Oid kosev amogin avon, bedavke beinyin, shim hoyo lechol lo ilom, peiris harbe keelu, hoyo shoichte moisam. That means if people would have so many watermelons, they'd also do it. So memela, no one has so many watermelons like in that neighborhood. Aval belav ochi amrinen de botlo daitam. But the Magen Avraham says, that's all you have a place. I feel you have a place that people, they have a multitude of watermelons. No one has an interest in squeezing out watermelons. But Nebuchadnezzar, whatever it is, in one place, they decided to squeeze out watermelons. So then it's Botlo Daitam. So all of them, the schit of all of them, Vayne Biraloche Mashe Kosavnu Bozeb. Just the Gemara brings down a marshal. There was in Hutzel, there was a city, Hutzel, a whole city, and they used to carry on their heads. I don't know if they had anything better to do with their heads, but they used to carry on their heads. And the whole city used to do this. So the Gemara says, that's not called Derech Hetzah. A fellow, you live in Hutzel and everyone does it. That's not called Derech Hetzah. So that means everyone does it. It's a Motlot item. That does not make it a Derech Hetzah because the whole city is does something which is Mishunadik. So Memele, so that's what the Magen Avraham says over here. If the reason that these people make watermelon juice is because there's a multitude of watermelons, and maybe a multitude of watermelons is denied to weigh watermelon juice, so then by them it's not bottle daitum, and whoever does it any place in the world will also be bottle daitum, even though he doesn't have a multitude of watermelons. But if no one in the world would do such a thing, even though they have a multitude of watermelons, so then, Safilu, in that place, it's also Botlodaita. The Bir Aloche wants to be Machmer and this Aloche, by me Aloche Mashek Kasav Nebuzer. Now we start speaking about different types of fruits. Vihine Agasim Shekirin Bernis, Pears, Veloshan Askinas. Also, the Sochtom, you're not allowed to squeeze pears. Bimnei sheba medina is Ashkenaz and Germany nogul the sochtom lamask. And this there is a popular drink. The Evshel, and it could very well be, sheim hoyo lecholoy lamaharbe, if the world would have also a multitude of players, so you can't gain sochtom. So memele, so that's why These pears, so now, so let's talk lemaisa. According to the Rambo, to squeeze out a pear is only also in Germany, in some place else it wouldn't be also. And according to the Magen Avraham, the Rosh Hashanah is the Pascha like the Magen Avraham, so If a person squeezes out a pear in any place, it's also me the rabbonim. It's like kusim b'rimayim. Avol ha'peirish she'ein ha'derech klal l'sochtam b'shumakim. But such a peiri that there's no place that someone squeezes it out. Muta l'sochtam afilu l'mashkech. And now that's what he said before. In Sivkot and Zion, he repeats himself again, that a peiri that no one squeezes out, by no one that is a chashimis of a mashke, so you're allowed to squeeze it out. You want to have watermelon juice, you can squeeze it out, Zuntait, in Shabbos, Lakovit Shabbos Kodesh, and you didn't do any avera whatsoever. That is the hachor of the Mishnah Berurah. So the Mishnah Berurah, let me tell you, it's not a double muskim. V'das habach she'osa lischoit shum peiri. The Bach holds, he disagrees with this, and the Bach holds it is irrelevant. That's the Torah, what the Mishnah Berurah said. That if this is a peiri, that no one squeezes it out for its juice, and one person has a intent to drink the juice, so it doesn't have a chshivus of mashkim, and they say, botu daita eitzel kolodom, the Bach is chaylik. The Bach says, chas v'sholem, if he wants to drink the juice, it's also. It's like, it's also me the rabbona. Elo, in kavanosoi rak lemasei kapri, that means the peiri is too juicy and it's going to taste better if I squeeze out some of the juice. So I'm squeezing out the juice not because I want the juice. I want to, should the peiri shouldn't be so juicy. And no one drinks the juice. So then it's muta. I will make my boss up. Mikota shekein haminig, and the Bach said that is the minig. No one does such a thing. Vayim b'mir ha'loche shebi'arno, b'midine ein lahach me'bozeh. Mishibu b'gzrayis from Rishonim, a multitude of Rishonim, not like the Bach. Me'ikar adin, if there's no mokim that is seichet, this peiri, l'meimo, you're allowed to squeeze it out. Imloi, the mokim shenogu lahachmu, but listen, if there's a minig amokim, so that alone is also a machriya. If in this mokim, the minig is the Bach said in his times, the minig is you will not find a yid which will squeeze out any peiri lemeimo. Ein lahachol, then he says, listen, so I can bring you a shayinim that hold that it's muta, But if the minig amokim is like the Bach, so ain't lot. V'chein das amogin avrom v'kama achoinim, that me'ikar hadin, it is muta, but if it is a minig amokim, you have to be machma. But me'ikar hadin, one is permitted to be seichet l'meimor. Afilu b'mokim shenogu lahachmer b'shar peiris. Afilu, according to this Bach, that it's a mokim shenogu lahachmer b'shar peiris, haynu darkik shesechtoi l'shem mashke. That means he wants to drink this, so he has an intent to drink it, so maybe he was machshiv this mashke. I don't say botlodaitai, and it's also. Abo kshesteichtai bikaora letabo boy hamacho. Surely, what is if the sole purpose is squeezing out this peiri? He has a dry piece of macho. And it's too dry to eat, so he wants to squeeze out some watermelon juice. I'm able to dip in the machol into this juice. Now he wants the juice, not that the watermelon is too juicy. He wants the juice, but not that he wants the juice for drinking purposes. He wants the juice for table purposes. He wants to be metabol. He wants to dip in the his machol into this juice. So that's mutter, afilo according to the machmirim. Like mikri maske bozeh, so there's no such chumr. Ubezeisim va'anovim osa af bo'ifin zeh. But zeisim va'anovim, the same thing. He wants to squeeze out zeisim, not to drink the maske. He only wants it to be metabol something. He has a machol that's too dry, he wants to be metabol. Bezeisim va'anovim, it is also. So in this show, he brings down, he brings a prima godem. Why is it also by zeisim va'anovim? Really, he doesn't want it for mashke. So he wants it for tayr chachila. The reason that it's also is al tamar asayin. That means it's zeisim vanovim, and he takes a grape and he's squeezing it in. Oh, I saw the rope. He squeezed the grape on Shabbos. I was there. I saw it. Oh, that's all that you need. So you have a mirdika. The rope was doing it because he wanted to dip something into it. No. So zeisim vanovim, and he bring down this chalukid days. Could be tussim v'ramayim also. There they made a marisayin already. There they made, since lemais, it's also Lisroit lemeimeyem, meiker adin, so then there's a maris ayin, afilu, he's metabolit, he's soichetit l'shem tibu. Dinoi ketusim v'ramoinim, it's like tusim v'ramoinim, so the Ramos said in a place where they squeeze out another peri, it's like tusim v'ramoinim. V'tapuchim, what about apples? Kahayoim gam kein dinoi ketusim v'rimoinim. Apples, there's apple juice. It's a very popular drink. Diyesh mekoim eshenogu lifreit bem harbei. So memela, so here's a din of tusim v'rimoinim, and we'll have all these halachas which apply by tusim v'rimoinim. Ach, im atapuach mevushel. What if he has a cooked apple? V'soichet, and he squeezes out, he wants to get out the apple from the skins. She'yetim enu shori, no soichet kol oichum imenu. There, if it's cooked already, so there, the machol and the mashke becomes one, so he's not separating oichol from mashke. The oichol, mashke from oichol, the oichol also goes out. Right. So this is the while we were learning about different types of payers. Now let's see further. Zukta Ramavaitavo and Nogu le Sorte le Rufu le Bad. What if people are soichet a certain type of mashke le Rufu? That means it's only taken for medical purposes. Ain't lochish. That doesn't give it a shivis of a mashke. So now, we said Zeisim Banovim and Tusim Berimoinim is also Lischoit. Abul Mutter Limtsois Bepiv Min Anovim Hamashke Shebohem. But what is if I have a grape and I am holding the grape in my hand and I'm sucking out the juice of the grape. I'm not squeezing it out, I'm sucking it out with my mouth. So we'll have 2 days in the remove. So the first day is, that's mutter. Srita is also, but to be mitzita, to be moitis, to suck out the maske from the grape, that is mutter. The choskein b'shadvorim, other things, is ichem mutter to suck out. We'll see in Mishnah Berurah what these other things include. It's ichem mutter. V'yesh oishrin limtois peper me'anovim v'chayotzei bem. And others hold that one is not permitted to suck out from a fruit the juice, aside by anovim, and aside by other cases which are similar. Now, let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Mutar limtzeis mitam, so the Mishnah Berurah says, de'ein derech schita befiv. There's, and so the Rabbi Dei Shulchan explains that the Mishnah Berurah saying over here, we learned in Hilchos Beira that there's Isurim of Beira, so it's Mitaychechel with Akeli, La'achazman, that's called I'm separating two entities, Eichel from Silas, that's also, that's Beira. If I'm eating right now, so it's not called Beira, that's called I'm eating. That's, it has no semblance, no, it's not similar at all to Beira. This is my sechila. I have Eichel and Psoilus in a plate and I eat. That's not called Beira, that's called Achila. So, this first day I held, there's an Issa of Dosh, there's an Issa of Mefarik. That Issa is a pu'ula of squeezing out a mashke from an oichel. But sucking out a mashke from an oichel, that is not, there is no similarity whatsoever to Dosh, the Mefarik, to Schite. This is, I'm eating, that's how I eat. I suck it out like this. I enjoy the juice. So this is no similarity in dimyim to schite. There ain't there schite beviefs. I'm not being soiched. I'm sucking out the juice is not called schite. The whole dover shein dalki bekach legos rabbi. There's no one is soiched that way. V'af al gav da'osa linoik meha beheime afilibitiv. Now, now there's a kasha. Let's talk about to milk a cow. To milk a cow, if a person milks a cow, mamishi milks a cow and a bucket milk, that is an isa mefarik minatoya. That's mefarik. He's separating the mashke from the gufa beheime. That's a emisa mefarik. Right. Now, what if a person will be yainik from a cow? He'll be yainik from a cow. Kasha from isa. Is this permissible or is this not permissible? So it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, it's also. It's also, and they were matter for a chayla, that his refuah is, geneich miliboy, and the whole refuah is to get mamish fresh milk to be yainik from a cow. It's mutter in Shabbos, but it's all, but mika din, it's also, they were matter, let's say, a chayla. So now, kan shayil aben, so, if you're telling me that there's a concept of mefarik, of dosh, of schite, and that's when I separate the mashke from doichel, that's called mefarik and dosh. If I suck something out, that's not called, that's called derech achila, that's not called. So why is it also to be yoin? Hey, I'm sucking it out, I'm sucking out the milk. So he says, "Va'av al gav da also linoik mea behema afilu bepit." K'may shemuchach lekam on simin shincha b'chesit lamed gimel. Hosom yinik min da behema eine shini gomo b'derech kol malchai linoik. There is such an oifen of excreting the milk from the animal, the children, every malchai is yoinik. So this is an oifen of chalive. So therefore they asked him, Avaloch and Derech Schite Klaboy from the Legosel. Vachos came Bishar Dvor Melzich and Bimut the Kedoyim. Shenosan Bostar Bimrak. He put meat in soup. Or he passed Biyayin. Umoitzitz Oysom. And he sucked out the mashke from the pass. The belav ochi ein beschitos mishum chiv chatos mechav is no chiv chatos. Then can make moshim or shleikas lakama besim zayim to squeeze out even for the juice. Also, is only a rabbonim. So here, that's the koshken. I'm allowed to suck out the I soaked the challah in soup or in fish sauce, and now I want to suck it out. No shayl. V'chemuto dezu limtsoy tstusim v'remoinim b'piv. I can eat sugar. You're allowed to take sugar cane and suck out the sugar. This is mutter according to the first day. And the second day holds the Yeshoyism links is to Tabanovim Puchiyotzibem. I know a filu Shah. The volume Amav Orem Lamaila. The second day holds everything is also. The time day is who the Svilei Dulegriya Dovazam Yonik Min Abayimet. That means if there is such an oven of extracting a liquid through sucking, so this is called Derech Schite, Derech Mefarek. The Gam Shom Hu Shinui Vavabikin Oschul Chachamin. So we have here 2 days. V'ayim b'liyo rabbi shekosa. So l'maisa, how should one be noig? The b'zeisim b'anovim shchitosa midereise hanochin lahachmimim l'imtseisa filo b'fif kismor achoynet. U'b'sharei dvorim ein lahachma. So the rabbi makes up shorim by something that's a schita d'iraisa, one should be machmer. According to Rabbi Yashu, will come out by oranges, will be also the same thing, one should be machmer, according to the Sachrov. So now the Mishabura says something very interesting. Umisavre, tafilu b'zeisim v'anovim ein lahachmer, rak shu derech yinike levad. That means the second day was machmer because there is an oifen of mefarik through sucking out. Ta'ainu shemoitzis oisam, he's holding the grape outside of his mouth and he's sucking out the juice of the grape. Ve'inim mesimom l'soich piv. Avol im mesimom l'soich piv. A person will take a grape, put it in his mouth. Umoitzis amashke. That means, so in his mouth, he takes out all the juice. Umashle hachatzanim l'chutz. L'kul alme, that is not an oven of yinikim. Derech machalu, he's eating it, and he's just interested in the juice. B'chei mashme b'pchei begodem, and therefore he holds this will be mutter. Yes.
This is the first time I should have.